welcome to the third episode of Chevron 8. Gonna start off the program with news, like I'm gonna do pretty much every time. The first bit of news, well, if you guys don't already know it, season 10 and season 3, season 10 of Stargate SG-1 and season 3 of Stargate Atlantis start next week. They're also gonna be having, before the show starts, they're gonna be having a Science of Stargate show. It's kind of like what they do every year with the preview of the seasons, but they're also going to be doing some actual science behind Stargate, where they get some of the information that they have. The other bit to start off with, I'm going to start with Gate World news. There are a ton of Gate World. Actually, a lot to start with on Gate World, actually. First, I don't know why Sci-Fi isn't reporting this, but it seems as if Stargate Atlantis has been nominated for an Emmy. They're nominated for Outstanding Music Composition for a Series. Sci-Fi actually has a total of 7 nominations, but this was the only one for Stargate. As per usual, Emmy is not recognized one of the most longest-running sci-fi series ever. But, I mean, that's kind of something I think we've all come to kind of just accept. Eventually, I'd love to see it happen, but who knows if that ever will. Doesn't change my mind about the series, and I imagine to most of you it doesn't either as well. But that's one of the biggest pieces of news there. There are some other things. Does appear as if one of the baddies from last season is going to be on again this year. The guy that played the main Ori prior, he's going to be coming back. I can't remember his name right now, but I do know he will be back, so apparently he's not gone yet. There are some new plot details up for some season 3 episodes for Atlantis. There's plot details for No Man's Land and Misbegotten. There's some plot details for SG-1, Flesh and Blood, and Morpheus. There's some photo galleries up for the Pegasus Project for Stargate Atlantis, and there's some photo galleries up for Morpheus. Also, Stargate Worlds, the MMORPG game, do have some news on that front. It won't be coming out for 2 more years. Oh, so sad. I was hoping it would come out by the end of the year. I don't know what I was thinking. I guess I still have some more work on that to do. But they did win an award at E3 for the most anticipated massive multiplayer online game. So that's pretty cool that the industry on that side is recognizing it as well. Stargate's executive, there's actually an interview of sorts on Gate World as well about Stargate's international appeal. It's an interview with the executive producers, just some things that Brad Wright has said about the show and its international appeal. Basically, one of the things he said is that to the rest of the world and certain governments in the world who were going to find out about the Stargate helped in terms of international appeal. That's just kind of how it started out that way, that element in the show broadened it up to more of an international appeal, the fact that, you know, more governments on the show actually know about it as well. And Richard Dean Anderson, he credits as one of the biggest appeals because most people know him from MacGyver, which is a standard thing, but in my opinion, yeah, while he is one of the most important thing, you know, one of the most, I mean, he is what Stargate was. But I do believe the series can go on without him. I know it's kind of a shock to myself, too, because I didn't think it ever would, but I think they've done a really good job. It's been a rough transition from last year, but just from some of the things I've seen this year, the show, it looks to be broadening, a lot more, delving into a lot more things, and I just think it's going to be a lot more brilliant. It's, you know, transitions are always rough, but I do think there is light at the end of the tunnel and that it will be able to go on without him. But it just kind of talks about some of his broad appeal. You know, there's some other plot summaries for more Atlantis things and more SG-1. Guys, just go ahead and check that out on there. Something else that has, it's Gate World news for me in a way. It's also Stargate Horizon related. If you guys haven't checked out Stargate Horizon, you should go check it out. The website is www.stargatehorizon.com. It's kind of its own web-based series. It's a script-based series, And we're going to do a little bit, we're going to do a special episode on the website coming up, but something I wanted you guys to think about, go ahead and check out the website. And what we're looking for is on GateWorld's forum, there is a forum on there, and they actually have a post up for Stargate Horizon, or a special section for Stargate Horizon. And I'm asking for anybody who's actually looked at the series, anybody who's never heard of it, any questions that you might have for the creators, to go there and post some of the stuff, either instant message them to me. My links and stuff are on there. Also, my email address and stuff are in there as well. So any questions that you guys have, just go ahead and go there, GateWorld's forum. You can just go to gateworld.net and look at the forum link. It'll take you right in there. You're probably going to have to join up, which, hey, why not? They've got a lot of news in there as well that isn't necessarily posted on the main site. And then you'll just look for the Stargate Horizon section, and you'll see my post calling all Horizon fans. And it's going to, you'll be able to go in there and just get my link out of there as far as what questions you might have for the series creators. But if you haven't ever heard of it, go and check the site out first so you can come up with some good questions. But basically what's going to happen is Alex Rubit, one of the creators, he's agreed to an interview with me, and it's going to be broadcast on my podcast. So yay, I'm so excited about that, because, you know, I've been a fan of Stargate Horizon, you know, since I heard about it. Sadly, I have to say I got through about mid-season, season one, but been a fan ever since. And, you know, it is reading, but it's worth it. Let me tell you, it's to me, the way the scripts are based on Stargate Horizon are better than some of the novels, better than some, if not all, of the novels that are out there for Stargate. But it's a great site. But yeah, go ahead and go out there and check it out, and just send me some questions if you have any. And then, you know, not all of them are going to be able to be used. You know, we're going to do the best we can, and we're still working out the technical aspects of how the interview is going to be done. But we are working on it, and I just wanted to give you guys enough time to check it out if you want to, and send any questions. Again, I'm going to try and get as many questions as possible, but not all of them are going to be, this is no guarantee. I'm going to basically choose the best questions, so go from that. Sci-Fi World, let's go there. Back to Stargate Horizon. I'm trying to get that done as soon as possible, so the sooner you get the questions in, the better. So like I said, we're still trying to work out the technical, but getting them in, the quicker you can, the better it's going to be for all of us, so that we can get everything organized. Okay, so just go ahead and do that. Please, even if you aren't going to send any questions in, check out the site. It's awesome. They've got so many things on there, and I want to give out more details, but I'm saving that for, because basically that episode where I do the interview, it's going to have everything that I can get in there about Stargate Horizon, all the history, the characters. It's going to be huge. So it's basically going to be a Stargate Horizon episode, and, you know, we'll see what happens from there. So I'm not going to say anything more. If you're interested, go check it out. Okay, on to Sci-Fi World. Sci-Fi World hasn't posted a lot of news lately, but they do actually, they do have the name of the actor who is going to be coming back. It's Greg Anderson. He played the role of the main Pryor that I was telling you about earlier. He is coming back in season 10. So he actually does on Sci-Fi World's section of the forum. They are going to have questions where you can actually ask him directly. So, you know, him having been on the show and everything, you might be able to get some responses about what his experience was like. So that might be something cool you guys might want to check out. No real new interviews, but they do have a section up where the cast and crew of sci-fi shows will actually be on the forums and answering your questions sometimes. The ones that they have up right now are Rachel Luttrell from Atlantis, Grace Park from Battlestar Galactica, and there's some other ones as well. Greg Anderson, of course, from SG-1. There are a few, so go check those out if you want to ask them any questions. One that I'm interested in possibly checking out and seeing if I can get her to answer one of my questions is Rachel Luttrell, see how everything's going in her opinion on the new seasons. There are a lot of new Stargate Atlantis wallpapers. There's some, mostly Stargate Atlantis wallpapers is what I've seen lately. There haven't been a lot of SG-1. The last time I saw any new SG-1 wallpapers was June 25th. Most ever since then, it's been Stargate Atlantis. There have been a couple, actually, Star Wars and Babylon 5, but majority of them have been Stargate Atlantis wallpapers. So, you know, go check those out. There's always, like I always said, that the sci-fi world is one of my favorites just because it has so much stuff as far as wallpaper, the best wallpapers, the best avatars, the best smileys. They're all in there. They've got some great interviews, too, but really nothing too good, too new as far as news coming out of there. Sci-fi.com hasn't had any news either. I'm really still kind of shocked that Sci-fi didn't post anything about Stargate Atlantis getting an Emmy. It wasn't even on Stargate Atlantis section of the website. Kind of a little bit shocked about that, but I did actually see some news on the channel, though. They were doing this kind of show, like a documentary type show, about the possibility of asteroids impacting Earth. And I thought it was kind of funny that one of the asteroids that they've named that could possibly hit Earth has been named Apophis. It's kind of funny considering that, you know, the ghouls tried to get it, you know, wanted to come to Earth and, you know, hit us. And it's kind of funny that one would be named Apophis. You know, I know they didn't necessarily name it after a Stargate character, but it would be kind of cool if they did. Also, I don't know if they're going to rebroadcast it, but sci-fi.com is tonight, Friday the 7th. In most areas, it's 8 central, so it's probably already started in your area. But I do believe that they are actually going to be rebroadcasting it at some point as well. It's called, the show is actually called Quest for Atlantis, Startling New Secrets. There's just a bunch of different history on the show. The person that's hosting it is Natalie Morales. She's from the Today Show. But they've actually mentioned some things about different shows that have had theories about Atlantis and where it is. And one of the ones that gets mentioned is Stargate Atlantis. So kind of a, I don't know, kind of a new way of promoting the show, too. So, but check it out. It looks like it's pretty cool. Actually, I was watching it a little bit before I started recording and sending this out to you guys. So, if you can get a chance to check it out, I'm sure they're going to rebroadcast it. They usually do stuff like that. So, check it out when you get a chance. That's the only news that I can think of. Again, you know, just as a review on the news, get me those questions for Stargate Horizon as soon as possible. I haven't found any new videos on sci-fi.com for Stargate, but they do have this really cool new animated show that's going to be premiering. I actually believe it's going to be premiering next week sometime on the Sci-Fi Pulse channel. So it's actually just sci-fi.com/pulse. But the show that's going to be, it's an animated show that's going to be coming up, and it should be pretty cool. We actually will get to vote as to why, as to whether or not it's going to show up on the channel or not. But it's got some really big names behind it. Check it out if you get a chance. They also have, there's a new show coming out Tuesday, July 18th, so the Tuesday after Stargate premieres. There's a new show called Eureka. That actually looks really good. They've got a Welcome to Eureka video on Sci-Fi Pulse as well. And of course, check out all the Stargate stuff. I'm constantly finding Stargate stuff on YouTube.com. There's some really cool videos on there. Just check those out. Don't have any more outtakes on there either. And I haven't seen any actor sightings as of late. That's probably because a lot of stuff is still in production, so you haven't seen them out too much. But I did hear about the special luncheon with two of the Stargate SG-1 stars out in the UK, and I know a couple of people have visited, so were able to go and get tickets to it, so I'm going to see if I can't get some impressions from them and get that to you guys at a later date. Trying to keep this a little bit short guys this week, because I do have to get back to my mom. She has been sick. That's why I didn't do one last week, but she's doing better now. So no worries about that. You're freaking out whether or not, you know, you don't have to worry about it. If you guys feel like praying for her, that would be great. I would really appreciate it. But basically, I'm not going to do the actor sighting this week because I didn't have time to research any of the actors this week. And I want to give a good, whenever I do one of those, I want to give a good background and do as much as I can on them. So, fortunately, I'm not going to be able to include that one this week. But as an update to last week's one, or the last one I did on Tara Wathery, I did watch the episode 2 of Kyle XY, and I didn't see her in it. I know that's basically a supporting role. She's probably not going to be in every episode. But the show isn't too bad, you know, for a ABC family show. It's not too bad. It's on Monday, so it's not going to detract from anything. Speaking of Mondays, and off the Tara Wathery note, speaking of Mondays, Sci-Fi is going to be airing from 7 to 11, at least on this Monday. They're going to be airing Dark Angel. I love that show when it was on. But they're going to start airing that, so check it out if you guys get a chance. Basically, the fan site this week is going to be Stargate Horizon. Not going to give you guys too much info, like I said, because I want to keep the majority of this stuff for the interview and for the Stargate Horizon themed episode. But basically, I just wanted to give you a little bit of background to kind of entice you guys a little bit. It was created by Alex Rubin, and it first premiered in 2004. It's, like I said, it's a virtual online series that is a script-based. It can, basically, every script is about an hour and 43 minutes worth of television. For a one-hour episode, it's a one-hour episode, but it's basically worth about 43 minutes of television. So I don't know if you guys understand what that means. Basically, for every hour of TV, you're actually getting 43 minutes of the show. Basically, we get about 17 minutes of commercials for every show. Isn't that depressing? But anyway, you know, there's just some other stuff on there, but basically, they've gotten to a new galaxy, kind of a little bit as far as, like, you know, Pegasus goes, but it's just the thing that I love about it is just that there's so many new elements to it that they've come up with, for the new, you know, area, you know, in the new galaxy. There's just so many different things, but it's still connected to Stargate. There's still a history with that. There's a history, some history with some the Atlanteans, the ancients and everything. I really wish I could go into it more, but like I said, I'm going to save just some tidbits. But basically, my fan set of the week that I want you guys to check out again is Stargate Horizon. Anyway, guys, it's been fun. I don't have any other news for now, but I do hope you guys tune in next week, and I will see you then.